Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of August 2017, and this is the 644th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's very late. It's 8:30, and I was just running my bath, and I realised I hadn't done a podcast today. I think I haven't quite got used to doing the podcasts again after my unplugged week. And today has been slightly strange. Things have been cancelled. And in a way, with some of those things anyway, I feel relieved, even though they were things I was quite looking forward to. An early night is a really good thing for me. So I am going to go to bed soon, but I thought I would just talk to you first. I'm so discombobulated about leaving it so late. I'm almost speechless, but not quite yet. I've had a quiet day today. Yesterday became quite energetic. I'm not sure that that's the right word. I had a lot of physical exercise yesterday. I know that I mentioned that I had gone up to the summit, which was fantastic. The first time I'd been up there for a very long time, so my body wasn't quite used to it. And then I came home and then I walked into town and I had a couple of hours of Qigong, and then I went to the tower for ringing, and we had a visitor from the local radio station. So I was also walking up the steps to the belfry and down again. And I must say, today I felt quite tired and also a bit stiff. My body has got a bit unused to doing all those things. So a quiet day today, and a really lovely, quite low-key day. I'm preparing for this writing retreat next week, and really that's just about not only making sure that I'm in the right mindset when the retreat starts, but also that my physical environment is prepared for it. And it requires doing quite a few things this week that I would otherwise need to do next week. Some of those things are delegating, which is something I quite find that is quite difficult to do. And when I say it's difficult, I don't mean that it's complicated, but just that it often requires more work than doing it myself, and I tend to leave it and then find that I've left it so late that actually I do need to do it myself. And I really need to not do that this week. Sorry, I'm just going to go and turn the bath off. Just a tip. Sorry about that. So organising my life so that next week is clear, and trying to work out what things I can preempt from happening, what gateways to put in. I don't know, gate is probably not the right word. Probably a fence is more like what I'm thinking about. So I've got a whole lot of stuff on my desk, and I suppose what I'm doing is really organising. I've got this Writers' Festival in a couple of weeks' time, so I've been transferring all the times and dates and places that I need to be. I've got a list of things that I need to delegate for the tower. I've got a list of things that I want to do within the house in order of, well, I haven't got the list. That's not true. I have the beginning of a list of things that I want to do in the house before the retreat starts. And that's priority, that will have to be prioritized a bit. So I'll have a basics list and then a, if I have time for, kind of list. So things like making sure there are clean sheets on my bed, that I can do the washing. So I've been looking at the weather forecast to see when I might be able to hang washing out without it getting drenched. And I also want to have my food prepared before it starts. And I think I'm going to get some food treats for that time if I can find them. I've been avoiding going to the shop one end of my crescent because it's got expensive things in it that are very delicious. So I tend to go to the other shop, which is at the post office, which has basics and I'm not tempted when I'm there to get things that I really can't quite afford. But it's going to be a bit of a treat week, so I might get a treat of some kind. I'm not quite sure what. And that would be a nice walk to do. I was thinking of doing it tomorrow, but perhaps I should leave that until the end of the week in case whatever it is I choose happens to be need to be fresh. It might be a piece of fish or something like that, which I wouldn't want to keep all week. So I'm quite excited. I like this preparation, but I also need to realise and recognise that the most important thing to prepare is my writing. I was going to have a I had thought I was going to have a cave tonight, and then realised that it was my Hexenschuss meeting tonight, our online meeting, which is the last Tuesday of each month. So I postponed the cave in my house, the writing cave here, till Thursday, so that I would be here for the Hexenschuss, but then it's turned out that nobody can make it to the Hexenschuss meeting. So after sort of sitting here for a while and wondering why no one was online, I decided to check my emails and discovered that for one reason or other, none of the others were able to make it. So that's why I'm having a bath, and that's why I'm going to be able to go to bed early, which really, really will be a good thing. So I hope you've had a good day. I'm wondering whether you sometimes make plans to give yourself a real creative space, and I guess it can be quite a small space. It could be about just creating a 2-hour slot or a 1-hour slot or a day, or like this, which is really a week. I'm thinking it's a really good idea, and I really was pleased that a couple of weeks ago I did a sort of pretend surge to just see where my limitations lay, and I think I'm going to try and organize my months somehow to encompass this kind of intense writing time. Not all the time, because I think it would start not working if I did that, but the idea of planning and anticipating and then doing, and then planning and anticipating again, and then doing. So that's what I'm thinking about today. I hope you've had a good day. I hope if you haven't started today, although I can't think where you would live if you hadn't, maybe in the States you haven't started today yet. Please excuse my croaky voice. It's better than it was this morning when I could hardly speak at all. And thank you very, very much for listening today. I really look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And now I'm off to have a bath.